From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is BDGA Radio News.
So how's your hyzer hanging? It is the Disc Golf News for the week of July 18, 2005. I'm Brian Sullivan. Good to have you with us. And it's a good time for you to be with us because it's our Pro Worlds preview. We'll be talking with Pro Worlds Tournament Director Dr. John Dusler to get all the scoops on this year's $70,000 Pro Championships in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Plus, David Fellberg has a ton of tips in case you were thinking of becoming a pro. How do you get there? He'll give you some helpful instruction in the 60-second clinic. We've got results from the World's Warm-Up, the Pittsburgh Flying Disc Open, and Yeti traveling through Amish country spies some of those folk and has some observations in the Yeti Road Report. It's all coming up on this edition of PDGA Radio News, brought to you by GottaGoGottaThrow.com, Discovering the World at DTWorld.com, Discraft at Discraft.com, No Obstacles Disc Golf, PLU-ENT.com, and Innova Champion Discs, InnovaDiscs.com.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra-long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with a new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
The big shooters were in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania last weekend for
the Pittsburgh Flying Disc Open.
Results coming your way, beginning with the Masters Division, and where the heck is Brad Hammock on this list? Oh, wait, he wasn't even in the house, giving Dean Pfeiffer a chance to notch a Super Tour victory, which he will do by a single throw, squeezing out J. Gary Dropcho, who will take second place. Billy Crump, two throws back, he'll take third. In the women's division, Des Redick, Kerry Berlanger, going at it, head-to-head. Berlanger has a great final round, but just can't make it happen. She's going to lose it by a stroke. Des Redick is your winner. Berlanger, second place, and Aline King, a distant third. She'll need to get it together in time for Worlds. And in the open division, the young gun from Mobile, Matt Oram, is going to be your winner by three, defeating world champ Barry Schultz. Oh, my goodness. Avery Jenkins of Ohio takes third, and that is how it went down at the Pittsburgh Flying Disc Open.
Time now for the 60-second clinic. A lot of folks have Pro Worlds on their minds this week, which leads to another question. How do you get to that level of the game? We posed that question to a guy who's been tearing it up this season, professional disc golfer David Fellberg.
What is it, kind of commitment does it take to get to the top level of disc golf? If you just don't want to be your local pro and you want to compete with Ken Climo and Barry Schultz every week, I'd say the commitment level is pretty high. These guys' commitment level isn't as high because they've developed their skills. They commit their time, but they've honed them in, and they're not changing anything. If you look at, like, Kenny's bag, it's been the same disc year after year. Now he's added an orc, but, I mean, it's almost the same ones. Not even, like, a T-bird. It's the same T-bird, you know? So you have to get to know your Frisbees. I think that's the first thing. You pick a bag of discs, and you stick with them, and you learn them all the way through, and then you start making backups. That's the first. Then you have to pick styles that are going to work. It doesn't matter how much commitment you put out. If you're picking a style of throwing, putting, or approaching that is not going to work in all conditions, then you've made a mistake. So putting, I'd say emulate the best players. And that was, you know, Ken Climo, Barry Schultz. Before him, Mike Randolph was one of the best putters. And they all push-putted. Cam Todd came in the game, push-putted. 3 years later, he's a world champion. So I think push putting is a key, and developing a spin putt also for the situations where push putts doesn't work. The top player in the world someday, he's going to be the guy that walks up to a putt and he spins it sometimes. Sometimes he pushes it. There's no question. He doesn't go, well, I'm a stronger push putter, I'm a stronger spin putter. It's just putting, and he chooses it for the conditions, the wind, and the angle. And then I think with approaching, another thing I'm just learning is I used to like to walk up and approach and like a one step into your approach and then throw. But I noticed that Kenny and all the top players and like the Wise Cups and the Hammocks, who are really good approachers because they don't have as much distance, the Listmans, they stand at their lie, even if it's 200 feet on the approach, and a stable throw across their body. And that way there's no, oh, I just yanked it into the trees, or oh, I just yanked it low. It's right there. It's smooth. It's something anybody could do. So emulate a style like that, maybe. And then for driving, that's, you know, I'd say learn to throw with Heiser. That's a key. A lot of people come out and try to get distance by throwing Anheuser right away. If you can learn to throw Heiser and then make Heiser go from Heiser to Anheuser with all your discs and always let them go at the exact same angle, then you'll have a shot at being able to control gaps. Because gaps aren't hit by just lasering them through. Gaps are hit by the players working it just right as it fades across the gap, then it pures it, and then it heisers in. Or he wants it, he gets it heiser through the gap, it flattens up, and then it drifts right. Discs won't do that naturally. You have to have something that you can work.
Professional disc golfer David Feldberg is a longtime touring pro. He has finished in the top five at Pro Worlds on three different occasions.
When you think disc golf, think no obstacles. No Obstacles Disc Golf is found at www.plu-ent.com. Find information about No Obstacles events, like the Discraft Michigan Disc Golf Series stop at Boyne Mountain and Boyne City, and the Shanty Creek Throwdown. Quality events, quality disc golf products, and outstanding service. When you think disc golf, think No Obstacles at plu-ent.com.
Hi, this is Avery Jenkins, and you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
In the big picture this week, it's our preview of the 2005 PDGA Professional Disc Golf World Championships being held July 23rd through the 30th in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Our tour guide for this preview is the tournament director. He's Dr. John Dusler, Jr.
Dr. John Dusler, welcome to PDGA Radio.
Thanks, Brian.
Worlds 05. This is very exciting stuff. Let's start with a little bit of an overview of disc golf in Pennsylvania and your activities there.
Well, Brian, you know, it's funny. 2 years ago, if anybody said that the world of disc golf would be in Allentown, Pennsylvania, they would say, where? The truth is that we had the great support of the Lehigh Valley Convention and Visitors Bureau that provided the impetus to get this ball rolling. And once they told us that they were interested in this event, we really took off with it. We had great support from the county government levels to state parks and regional parks. And we were able to take parks that were, and they had fledgling little courses, and develop them into world-class courses.
We are less than a week away from the beginning of competition.
Oh, really? Oh, wait a minute. Okay. You're right.
So let's talk about who is signed up. We've got some defending champs there. Are there any surprises so far in the players who have gotten registered?
Well, we have the usual cast of characters. We found out this morning that we have over 300 players registered for the event, so that's a nice hurdle to get over. But Barry Schultz will be defending his world championship, going for his third in a row. We have Birgitta will be coming from Sweden to defend her female open championship. And we actually, interestingly, we have the largest pool of legends ever in a world championship event. We actually have enough to form two groups, two foursomes. So that will provide enough manpower so they can drag each other around the courses and everybody should be home safely with the legends. But we really are finding that we have a nice group from our Mid-Atlantic region, which makes sense geographically that they would be coming to play. Like I said, it's really the biggest name in disc golf. We have players from eight different nations signed up, and they are all coming to Allentown.
Last year at Des Moines, we were blessed with particularly fine weather through most of the week. What's the forecast for next week looking like for Allentown?
Oh, you had to ask, did you? I can tell you that it is hot and humid today. The temperature is about 80 degrees, but the humidity is about 90%. But I am looking at the extended forecast, and the temperature and the humidity are flip-flopping at the end of the week. So while the humidity is going down, the temperature will go up, and we're just expecting to have beautiful, beautiful conditions and weather for the week. One of the great advantages of planning and getting feedback from Des Moines last year was finding out that we should build some downtime into the schedule. So if there are any weather events during the week, we have enough free time where we can reschedule and work ourselves around any kind of incidents like that. So We're not expecting any problems.
John, you went out on a limb before this event and said you wanted to hold the first Pro Worlds with a $100,000 purse. How's it coming?
Well, I did say that, didn't I? Our goal was to reach a $100,000 purse, and I am sorry to say that we're not going to get to that grand mark, but I can tell you that there has been a positive side. One of the things that, and I have to admit, I am an eternal optimist, so that was part of my thinking to get to the $100,000 purse. But I can tell you that we did make great inroads with major corporations trying to get that major corporate sponsorship. Ford Motor Company and their ad agency, J. Walter Thompson, they were nibbling around the edges of the tournament. They just decided at the last minute not to go with it. Columbia Sportswear, the same thing. They were nibbling and they were interested, but they didn't go with it. And I can tell you that while we did not get the massive corporate backing that I was really hoping for, I can tell you, though, that we didn't leave our mark on these companies, and I think that in the future, don't be surprised if they do get on board. We will get our purse up to about $70,000.
Well, that may be a little short of your original goal, but it also, John, sounds like you've laid a terrific foundation with some large companies that may very well pay off in the future.
I think it will, Brian.
Let us talk specifically about the courses and the course challenges. Now, you've got pros coming, so they are used to a wide variety of course challenges, but let's break it down a little bit and tell me about these courses. Are they long? Are they short? Are they tight? Are they open? What's the deal?
They're long, they're short, they're tight, they're open. The way I like to describe it is we're going to provide all our players with a glimpse of the entire Pennsylvania geography. We have Tinicum Park, which is well-known. We've hosted a number of Super Tour events there. So that's the most well-known course. That's a wide-open, fairly long course. The players are most familiar with that course. We have the Little Lehigh Parkway, which is technically a temporary course, but we're getting some feedback from the city of Allentown that they may keep that course in. Here we have Rolling Hills, beautifully groomed, lush green grass, tall trees. I mean, it is just absolutely gorgeous. The Little Lehigh Creek runs through that property, so it's just a fantastic setting for disc golf. We have Nockamixon State Park, and the way I like to describe Nockamixon, Brian, is state park first and a disc golf course second. It's really hiking terrain. We have waterfalls on that course. We have some elevation changes. We have an island green. And one of the really neat features of Nockamixon State Park is there's a marina that will provide a backdrop on hole 7, 8, 9. And it's just an absolutely gorgeous setting, especially at this time of year when all the sailboats are docked in the marina. And finally, we have Jordan Creek Parkway. That course was originally put in a place where it was a fantastic course. And for various reasons, the park decided to move it across the street to another part of the property. And it just didn't have the pizzazz, it didn't have the great challenge that the original course had. Well, with the world coming to town, we spoke to the township and the county supervisors, and they agreed to move the course back. And I have to tell you that all the locals and the regional players are just abuzz about this course because it's just a beautiful course. There's some really neat downhill shots. There's one huge uphill shot that's a real challenge, and I haven't been there, but someone said it's reminiscent of the Toboggan, one of the holes on the Toboggan course, I believe. So that course is in its original manifestation, but it's been tweaked to a higher level, like you said, with the pros coming. So they are going to really be challenged, but I think they're really going to be pleased with what they see.
Now, Worlds typically offers disc golfers the best opportunity to shine as far as the national media goes. So what is the situation currently with the national media? Have they been in contact with you? If so, who and what are they talking about?
I'm really happy to tell you, Brian, that the national coverage has jumped on this event. Sports Illustrated had called last week, and I was really excited to hear from them. They have a reporter that was covering, getting some comments from me, and they also spoke to our competition director, Jim Rocco Davis, who I just have to footnote here, I could not do this without. He's been a great asset to myself and to the whole event. They spoke to him yesterday. And so they're going to be featuring, I shouldn't say featuring, but they will be highlighting the event in one of their sections. I think it's called Week in Sports Preview. They'll have a picture. They've asked us for some pictures, so that's great coverage we'll get in Sports Illustrated. I also got a call from the New York Times last week, all the news that fit to print. So guess what? Disc golf is fit to print because they're going to have a reporter covering the event for 3 days next week. And he's really excited about it. In fact, the gentleman is an ultimate player, so he's got disc in his blood, and he was really thrilled to hear that the Disc Golf Professional World Championships is coming to Pennsylvania.
That's awesome. And I understand there's also a billboard outside of Allentown.
Yes, we have a billboard right on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, so I'm not sure how many millions of people see that, but it was really, really exciting. I drove up to Allentown yesterday to take care of some business. As you can imagine, I'm about an hour away from Allentown, so I've been making frequent trips up the turnpike. And lo and behold, I'm driving up the turnpike yesterday, and there's the billboard that we've been promised for a few months now. And it's a beautiful picture of the, like I said, the lush green fairways, the disc catcher with its bright yellow band along the Sabling Creek. And I look up, and it's pretty funny. They used the Amish spelling for disc golf, and that was D-I-S-K.
Oh, no. Golf.
So, you know, we've adopted an Amish theme for the event, and lo and behold, they decided to stick with the theme for the billboard. So that's what we have.
So this is a billboard, I'm guessing, that was put up and paid for by somebody outside of the World's organization.
Yes. We had the good fortune of getting that billboard underwritten from Nestor's Sporting Goods, who have been selling golf discs and equipment for over two decades now in the Lehigh Valley, and as well as the Lehigh Valley Sports Commission.
Okay, John, important question, because a lot of our listeners are amateur players. A lot of them will be going to Flagstaff. Therefore, they won't be there in Allentown to see the pros do their thing. So let's talk about online coverage. You've got the 2005 Worlds.org site. What will be happening there so the players can follow the action?
Well, the 2005worlds.org site, that has been a great project. We have all the players. We'll have, you know, as close to live scoring as possible on that. And I started a blog, Brian. I know blogging has become the in thing now. And so I started a blog this week to let people know just what's going on behind the scenes. I've used the blog as a way to communicate to our disc golf fans, and I plan on updating that every day through when the tournament report is done. So that might be a few weeks now, but anyway, our TV blog, and there's a link to it right on the front page. I'll be updating that every day. And I'm really happy to say that I just bought a 5-megapixel camera that I'll be carrying around with me also. So not only will I be blogging, but I'll be vlogging. Is that a thing?
Sounds a little kinky.
I'll do my best.
John Dusler, good luck next week. We know that you and your staff have put in a ton of hard work for this, and we want to tell you ahead of time thanks for all that hard work, and we trust that it'll go well, and we'll be checking back in with you.
Well, it's been a privilege and a pleasure, Brian, and keep up the great work.
John Dusler is tournament director for the 2005 Pro Worlds, being held July 23rd through the 30th in Allentown, Pennsylvania. He spoke to us from his home office in eastern Pennsylvania. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
Since 1979, Discraft has designed and manufactured tournament-quality flying discs for all disc sports. Our disc golf line is second to none. From beginners to world champion pros, disc golfers everywhere rely on the quality, consistency, and durability of every Discraft Pro Golf Disc. Discraft, the world leader in disc sport.
Try the new Venom Maximum Distance Driver and the drone in overstable mid-range and the new Pro D plastic for superior grip even when wet from Discraft. So, what do you get when you combine Amish folk with aces and black snakes? It's got to be the Yeti Road Report with Jay Redding.
This is Yeti calling from the middle of Dutch Amish country in the Keystone State of Pennsylvania. Des and I are at a toll plaza rest stop and have spotted our first Dutch Amish people of the trip. Hey, wait, here comes some now. wow, what a throwback to days gone by. The men all have slacks and buttoned-up long sleeves with suspenders. Some have well-groomed little Amish beards. And, wow, they all have fresh Tupperware bull haircuts. The women all have their hairs in buns with little white bonnets. They all look tidy, simple, and very plain in their solid-colored dresses. Man, just think, to shun all the modern marvels of convenience for a life of simplicity, family, and strong beliefs? Hey, wait a second. They're all standing in line for Whoppers and deep-fried fruit pies at Burger King. Wait a second, I don't see any horses and buggies parked outside either. Well, I guess times they are a-changin', and changin' they are in Pittsburgh disc golf scene as well. We played in the Pittsburgh Open World's Warm-Up this weekend, and besides Knob Hill, the Pittsburgh Flying Disc Society unveiled a new championship-style course at Moraine State Park. An unbelievable amount of work went into this beautiful new course, and it was too bad that more players didn't show up to play these two great courses that were actually very similar to what we'll see at the World Championships coming up. If nothing else, you could have witnessed Carrie Burl Berlager's first tournament ace as she threaded her pro Starfire on a 320-foot low-ceiling S-curve to find the chains, or you could have checked out the Oklahoma snake wrangler, Kevin McCoy, as he made quick work of a 4.5-foot black snake hanging out in the women's restroom. Now, I know somewhere here there's a great joke about McCoy, snakes, and women, but I'm not touching it. Next week from Worlds, roar!
Discovering the World has long been the leader in mail-order disc services, with the largest selection of professional and recreational flying disc products, plus PDGA merchandise. Discovering the World is a great place to find the disc you need for the sport you love. Online orders ship within 24 hours, and the new retail location is open 7 days a week to handle all your flying disc needs. Call 714-522-2202 or visit dtworld.com. Discovering the World.
Even if you're not headed to Pro Worlds, there's still plenty of things going on this weekend, July 23rd and 24th. In Japan, it's the Aso Open, and in Michigan, it's the Gale Vaughn Memorial. Amps on Saturday, pros in advance on Sunday. In New Brunswick, New Jersey, it's the Jersey Jam. Pros on Saturday, amps on Sunday. In Texas, it's the Live Oaks Summer Open, and in Florida, the Tallahassee Challenge. Plus, Colorado, the Denver Classic, and the Twin Cities hosting the Minnesota State Championships. Plus, the Sioux Falls Open in South Dakota. In Tennessee, it's the Skeeter Shootout. Rockford, Illinois, the Forest City Frenzy. And the Simpson Summer Sling in Albany, Oregon. Plus, the Grand Cities Championships this weekend in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And in Fargo, just up the road, check out the Oak Grove Open. The full list is available anytime at pdga.com. At GottaGoGottaThrow.com, you'll find the largest selections at the lowest prices. They carry all your favorite brands of golf discs, bags, and baskets. No matter what you're looking for, you'll find the largest selection of everything for disc golf. And they can do custom discs and mini markers for your club or help promote your next tournament. Check out the online pro shop at GottaGoGottaThrow.com. The leader in high-performance disc golf equipment and merchandise is GottaGoGottaThrow. And finally this week, a couple of PDGA-related emails have recently arrived in your email box. One is your link to the PDGA election process. As we've been talking about, the PDGA has moved the election process to the summer months so we can get things ready to go for the next season. Yeah, makes sense. Okay. So what we're doing this month is we are voting for board seats and some state and provincial coordinators as well. You've got until August 20th to cast your votes, but I recommend you just do it, whatever, right now. How about right now? Make sure you get it done and get it out of the way. And another item that recently arrived in your email box is PDGA Communication Director Terry Calhoun's member newsletter. And this is just so cool. He's getting so good at this. It is action-packed, full of stuff. And one thing that Terry notes is that Kirk Yeo, a very clever and long-standing tournament director from the East Coast, he is running unopposed for the oversight director seat on the board of directors. And because he is unopposed, we figured either you're going to vote for him or not, but chances are you are. So he's in. As of last week's
PDGA monthly board meeting. They said, Kirk Yeo, you are in. We need you now. So we want to welcome Kirk Yeo to the PDGA Board of Directors. We wish him lots of luck and lots of hard work. And if you are looking to go to AmWorlds and Flagstaff, if you did not get an invitation and you would like to go, there is still some room available. All you need to do is drop an email to the office. That's office@pdga.com and say, hey, I'm interested in going to AmWorlds. And chances are you will be there with the rest of us in Flagstaff. Make sure you send that email by Friday, July 29th. And that, my friends, is the Disc Golf News for the week of July 18. For the PDGA, I'm Brian Sullivan. Our sponsors this week are GottaGoGottaThrow.com, Discovering the World, Discraft, No Obstacles Disc Golf, and Innova Champion Disc. And until next week, I hope you will get out there, huck some plastic, stay out of the shul, and keep them in the fairways.